podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
The Cochrane Tobacco Addiction Group have produced many reviews of ways to help people stop smoking. One of the most accessed of these looks at the effects of nursing interventions. Virginia Hill Rice from the Wayne State University College of Nursing and the Karmanos Cancer Institute in Detroit in the US, who did the review with Lindsay Stead from the University of Oxford in England, tells us more.
Lindsay and I began this review more than a decade ago. It has been updated every 2 years since it first appeared in 1999, and the need for evidence to help people quit smoking is even greater now than it was then. Tobacco-related deaths and disabilities are on the increase around the world because of the continued use of tobacco products, mainly cigarettes. Two factors that can help reduce this threat are that most smokers want to quit, up to 90% in some studies, and 70% of smokers visit a healthcare professional every year. Nurses, who make up the largest number of healthcare providers in the world, are involved in most of these visits and have the potential to help their patients to quit. Therefore, the primary goal of our review was to investigate various interventions that might be delivered by nurses to see what effect these had on the smoking behavior of adults. In the latest version of the review, we were able to use 42 clinical trials from around the world, completed in the last 20 years and involving over 15,000 adults. Our hypotheses were that nurse-delivered smoking cessation interventions were more effective than no intervention, were more effective if the intervention was more intense, and differed in effectiveness depending on the health and setting of the participants, and were more effective if they were followed frequently. The research provides many of the answers. Smokers given advice and help by a nursing professional were more likely to quit than smokers without such intervention. The interventions were more effective if they were more intense and given more often. Participants with more serious health problems like heart disease or those who are hospitalized were more likely to quit than those who were less ill or in community settings. We also found that it was important for nurses to not only intervene once, but to provide frequent reinforcement and follow-up. In summary, our Cochrane review supports the benefits of smoking cessation interventions by nurses for all patients. The challenge is to incorporate these effective interventions into standard nursing practice so that all patients are given an opportunity to be asked about their tobacco use and given the advice and follow-up needed to help them to quit.
You'll find the review, including details of the nursing interventions that have been shown to be effective, at www.thecochranelibrary.com.